Welcome to the Police Chiefs Advisory Board meeting. It's 6 o'clock. We'll go ahead and get started. Thank you for coming tonight. We have minutes that have been distributed, and I trust that you all have had a chance to review them. And after a period of reflection, I'll receive a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion on the floor from Mr. James. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Mrs. Cephas provides a second. Thank you. Are there any questions? Then I'll take the yeas and nays. All in favor?
Yay.
Aye. Any opposed? No, all present voted in the affirmative. Just as a little bit of education, this will be the first meeting that we've conducted that has public comment. So there's a 3-minute period for each commenter, and they'll be provided a chance to address the committee. And do we have someone signed up?
We do. Mr.
Cannon. Okay, Mr. Cannon, if you'll come up.
Before I start, although I've lived here for my entire life, I don't know most of you, but I'm glad to be able to appear before you today. I wanted to offer some comments on the new public comment itself and regarding my home on Nylon Boulevard and the speed bumps there. First, perspective on a newly established public comment in Seaford. In June, the Delaware General Assembly unanimously passed a law which mandated, quote, that meetings of public bodies, which includes Seaford's Police Chiefs Advisory Board, must provide an opportunity for public comment. This was not an option. Of course, for all other municipalities, this public comment legislation was no big deal. However, to the best of my knowledge, Seaford had remained the only municipality in the state of Delaware not allowing public comment at its meetings until forced to do so by Delaware's General Assembly. This lack of public comment in Seaford was un-American and the antithesis of the spirit of governance by and for the people. For your information, other municipalities in Delaware likely consider citizen input as a vital enhancement to or a check on the activities and actions of elected and appointed officials that are supposed to be responsive and responsible to citizens. In contrast, Seaford had chosen to reject public comment on dubious decision-making that has not worked out well for the city. For example, over the last 6 to 7 years, the city of Seaford has been found guilty of at least 6 violations of the FOIA laws of Delaware, violations of several election laws, an attempt to establish an illegal right-to-work ordinance, and most recently, an attempt to establish an illegal fetal remains ordinance. There were no opportunities for citizens to address Seaford's mayor and city council with public comment about these snafus and others at considerable cost to Seaford's reputation, not to mention its bank accounts. At this point, the success of public comment in Seaford will strongly depend on elected and unelected officials respecting the new law by showing good faith acceptance and utilization of this form of public input. In my public comment about the speed bumps on Nylon Boulevard, I'll have to say the installation of the speed bumps along Nylon have been an unqualified success to this citizen and many others residing on Nylon Boulevard. There has been a dramatic reduction in speeding, vehicle noise, and joyriding. Virtually no large trucks now venture down Nylon Boulevard. It's an adventure. Large lifted pickup trucks no longer roar between Stein Highway and Pennsylvania Avenue. My wife and I urge you to make these speed bumps permanent between March and December to continue making Nylon Boulevard a safer and more enjoyable place to live. And I'd request to add 2 sentences.
Make you very brief, Mr. Cannon.
It'll be very brief. And please note, this positive public comment would not have been allowed until mandated by Delaware's General Assembly last June. Finally, I strongly encourage all citizens of Seaford to bring their positive and/or negative opinions, observations, and recommendations into the forum of public comment for the betterment of our city. Thank you.
Thank you for your brevity.
You're welcome.
Okay, so under new business number one, we are scheduled this evening to go to the Seaford Police Department for a Vertra demonstration. So with that, I'll ask for a motion to go into recess so that we can travel to the police department.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so we stand in recess until we return from the trip. Do we have someone here? You're staying? Do we have a secretary, or do you need a secretary while we're away? Well, I think Tracy was there, but I don't know what notes she took at all. So if there's anything of import, then I'll relay to you.
So we're actually coming back here?
We are coming back here, yes.
So we just leave this here?
We're going to reconvene after we come back here, and then we have other business to take care of.
All right.
So.